Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips. Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinner. I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. I cannot by my own reason or strength. Pastor, I am unworthy to receive the sacrament. I cannot return to church until I get my life together. How could I be a pastor? How could I be a deaconess? You don't know what a train wreck my life has been. Many years ago, I asked that question of myself as I avoided the pastoral office like the proverbial plague. Many years ago, as I sat in these same pews, when I sat in them, I asked the question, how could I be a pastor? And there were many people, some still present with us, who asked the same question concerning me. In those days, there was a revolving door on the Dean of Students' office, and they put it in for me. How can any of us, really, how can any of us entertain the thought of being workers in God's kingdom, workers in God's church, when we are as we are? How can any of us drag our sorry butts up to the rail every Sunday? How can any of us teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all when we are sicker than the patients? How can we, how dare we speak of sin to our culture when we are nothing but bags of maggots? How can we, with confidence, approach the throne of grace and there receive mercy and find grace? Because we have a great high priest. We have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. We have a great high priest who has worn our flesh, been cloaked in our weakness. We have a great high priest who was appointed by God to take the blood of his own sacrifice behind the curtain and to make atonement once for all. And because we have a great high priest, we can approach the throne of grace with confidence. Not with any worthiness on our own part, for we do not entertain such thoughts. It is the worthiness of Christ that has rent the curtain asunder and revealed the throne room of grace to us all. We are sinners, beggars, no doubt, but that sin has been placed upon Jesus Christ, who bore it back, carried it back to the evil one from whence it came. We are helpless in our weakness, but there is one who has taken our weakness upon himself, and he has shed holy blood and made atonement. Friends, we have a great high priest. And since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. Let us approach his throne of grace with confidence. Not because of deeds or merits that we own, Not because of worthiness or righteousness that we somehow possess of our own. Not because of angelic postures and pious acts that have been self-accomplished. Not because of collars or insignia that we have or desire to have. No, not to us. Not to us, O Lord. Not to us. The throne room of grace stands visible before us because sacrifice has been made. Holy blood has been shed, renting the curtain asunder and removing the dividing wall of hostility. The kingdom is ours because the baptismal flood has washed away and cleansed away the evil and raised up new life. The work of the kingdom, holy vocations are bestowed upon us because the great high priest, has sacrificed his body and shed his blood for us. Here, people, here is our confidence, because here is our God. Not to us. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to the one who has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Not to us, but to him who has lifted up our faces that we might see God. Not to us, but to the one who has cleansed our lips, that we might declare his words, his works, and his praise. Not to us, but to the great high priest. Not to us, but to the great high priest, Jesus Christ our Lord. In his name, amen.